Yeah! I don't know where to come in on that one. We've got very little practice.
Oh, we're starting?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Can I finish my cookie?
You may finish your cookie in peace, Will. Chew away.
Two bites.
Right. Nestle Toll House, bagged at your Boston market.
Kind of burnt, but not bad.
Do you remember the legend about the cookies that were sold in the cafeteria at school?
Made by Tars.
Oh, we have a winner. Made by retards.
There's no fucking way that actually could have happened.
I don't think a retard could make a cookie.
Not only that, can you think of the fucking lawsuits from the ACLU and shit?
Oh, why? Well,
putting retards as slave labor in their little side school.
I don't think making a cookie is slave labor, but I know what you're saying. It's somewhat akin to hammering out a license plate in a prison or something like that.
I just love how they got there late and left early to avoid like conflicts in the hall.
I never noticed that about the short busters.
Are you serious? And their school, like, their section is always, like, on the periphery of the school. Like,
I know,
never
so they don't have to bump into us normal kids.
But you
won't
see them, especially in Chantilly. There's a lot of them.
I just remember one lanky guy named Jack who had, like, the denim metal jacket, which had, you know, your fucking Judas Priest stickers, your Motley Crue, your patches, things like that.
Yeah, but was he full-tard or half-tard?
I'm going to go with, like, three-quarters. Three-quarters normal with a sliver of tard in the mix.
So they'd call that, what, some kind of fucking autism now?
Maybe. I just remember the...
To me, tard means you got the fucking misshapen head. Like, your
body's
fucked up.
Well, that's a mongoloid thing. That
is that what that is? I don't even know.
Yeah, that is Down syndrome, where you got the mushed in, like, face.
Or just... I mean, some of them are also, like, midgets and shit, too. Like, they're just weird looking.
They're not retarded, though. Not by default. There are retarded midgets. Those who have won the lottery of the
gene.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of retards where this, like, misshapen in general.
Yes.
Okay, like, what is that? That's retardation, right? Like,
well, that's just being fucked in life.
I know, but I'm saying, like...
No, retard just
Jack,
means...
for example, like, had a normal-looking bot, normal-ish. I mean, he's kind of like, not winning any fucking beauty contest.
He was like a lanky rooster-faced motherfucker.
But if he conducted himself normally...
You would not be any the wiser. He might just
right.
look like a southern syndrome.
Whereas if someone with a fucking mush head spoke like eloquently, you'd still be like, what's wrong with your body?
Yeah. Okay. No, retardation I thought was just mental. Like, it had nothing to do with
But
being
why is
malformed.
It like 50% of them are weird looking?
Well, I think it's just because their genes went awry.
So it's just something else?
Let's bring down the Megadeth. Hold on. I could listen to that fucking song all day, but we can't. Welcome, by the way, to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
As you can already surmise, we are not live, meaning we are very dirty. My favorite kind of show. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Go there to find links to our Twitter, the Facebook, and subscribe to us through iTunes. There's a link there for that as well. Please do that. It, I think, in theory, will make me important someday. I doubt it, though. Hasn't panned out thus far. That's why I'm updating the website less, because that whole thing was to get me a writing job or get the radio show notice, and it succeeded on neither of those fronts. So after a while, you got to just kind of come to terms with, hey, this business plan is flawed. It's like, I'm going to get a food truck and sell baked dog shit. After a while, you're like, this isn't the hottest seller.
I don't know. What the fuck blogs are actually successful besides like celeb bullshit?
Just celeb bullshit and tit and sports. Like, porn aggregate blogs. You've got
porn
sports.
Blogs just weird.
Really?
Yeah, it's just what the fuck.
I'm a big fan of yourdirtymind.com. That guy's got decent taste. It's a lot of like amateurs and big tits.
Oh no, I mean like websites themselves just make their own blogs. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like they put up the free content.
Yes, yeah, like wifey's blog
or yeah, whatever.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
They're okay. You get some decent free stuff.
It's like the same shit, just in blog format.
Yeah.
Like
you could find
it surfing around free ones
or
something.
Well, it's harmless for them. They get an extra traffic source.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know. Seems odd.
It's okay. Like once in a while, Playboy is a vicious blog, I believe. Playboy's got some hot ass in it, man. I mean,
yeah,
they're not
still
doing
Playboy.
Anything. Yeah, they're not doing anything, but they got some good looking women. I gotta give it to them.
Yeah, like especially like the voluptuous ones or whatever, like has just big fake titted
monsters.
Oh,
Big Naturals?
No, not Big Naturals.
Oh, no. God damn it. What is their...
It's like Voluptuous Vixens.
Yes. Voluptuous Vixens.
Chicks with huge implants.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Sometimes they go the implant
route. And they're always
route.
Skinny, too.
Sometimes they're real. on that.
Really?
Yeah, Voluptuous Vixens. It's got some real tits in it.
Yeah, but the majority's fake for Playboy.
I thought it was like 50-50. I thought especially...
I'd say like 90-10.
Ever since like the Christina Hendricks shit where...
She's a fat pig.
I'd bang the shit out of her in her, like, her Mad Men dresses and crap like that.
Yeah, you know how sucked in with corsets that pig is?
I absolutely know. I don't care.
Did you ever see Drive? That Ryan Gosling movie?
I did not see
movie?
Drive, what?
You see her unmade up, just
wearing
sweats.
Does she have like a seatbelt around her gut and then it pops off and it's just...
No, but I love how people are like, oh, she's so voluptuous. No, she's a fat fucking slob.
I mean, I think she's got some chunk. Like, you see her bared calves, and those are veering into Lake
Adele
territory. Yeah.
Adele territory.
The heels specially made for chunky redheads.
Yeah, no, she's gross. I mean, yeah, she's got some monster tits, but that's the price you pay for big naturals.
She's got a good dome piece, too.
Yeah, so fucking get some lipo around the midsection.
I'm just saying, it'd be like the best BJ ever. Like, she'd still have the corset on. She'd just pull out the... The showguns.
Yeah, she would have to wear like a corset and I don't know how the thighs are.
They are probably not so good, I would assume.
So like some kind of stockings or something, just hold that shit in.
Something restrictive. I'm sure Lane Bryant has something on the market to address that.
So the only thing sticking out is her tits.
Just
and face.
Tits in a face. Tits in a mouth hole. And redhead.
Put her like the fucking gimp latex bodies.
Yeah.
Or almost like a Catwoman thing.
Yeah.
Because isn't Catwoman like a bodysuit, but like the tits are still out?
Well, I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer's tits were not out. It wasn't like her areolas were in the cold Tim Burton night air.
I'm sleepy as shit. So.
Me too. But we're doing okay so far. I think we've filled, Jesus, 6 minutes. 1/10 of the way there.
I just took steroids, so hopefully those will
keep with
in.
Me. Not the good kind.
They're good enough.
What are they?
Prednisone.
What's it for?
My skin.
You're acting like you shot Dianabol into your dick.
No. I mean, it is a stimulant.
But
it's pretty damn
you say
powerful.
Steroids. It's like
no, it's
Hulkster
not anabolic
shit.
But,
okay.
I mean, it does give you extra pep.
Does it?
Yeah.
I just remember getting fatter on steroids. Like you could just sit around and do nothing and sock on a few. I know that happens with women. Like, it came right off as soon as I quit them. But women, dude, have you ever seen women on, like, prednisone and shit like that?
No.
They can sock on 30, 40 pounds, blink of an eye.
That's
it
a
is,
woman on anything. Doing
that's
anything.
A woman on food.
It's a woman doing nothing. A woman breathing air.
It is horrible.
Because they're fucking, like, lazy slugs. They don't do shit.
Well, they're just built to hold fat. And, like, in bad ways, too. It's kind of like dudes will get dumpy somewhat, but at least we've got testosterone coursing through our veins to really help keep it from just
well,
being
cause they have muscle
dumpster
mass.
Fire.
Women, for the most part,
have
no
nothing.
Muscle mass.
Like, women without the daily activities of mammoth hunting or whatever, they did the gathering, I guess. They were not the hunters. So picking berries and tending to the little babies as they ran around the fields and shit, they just fall apart.
They stink.
I mean, I'm a fan of the product, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, some flaws in design when it comes to the modern day and age.
Only physically.
I think you mean mentally as well.
No, I meant a fan only physically.
I was going to say.
No, the rest, not good.
I love how I have to hold the mic like a penis I'm cradling to my face because it'll just droop.
You can't fucking screw that thing on the side?
No, it does not hold anymore.
Oh, no, no. What about... No, that's the swivel.
No, it's all just the wreck.
Gee, this is what happens when you have fucking foreigners coming in here. Treating
it
like
a shithole. Like a Calcutta bazaar.
Jesus. Goddamn gookers just yanking shit around.
I don't
fucking
know...
Fucking pulling the Indian rope trick on the microphone.
I don't know... What they're doing, like just yanking it and standing up like a Korean Casey Kasem. But these mics are forever jacked. One of the pods right now is broken. It just says no source instead of mic 3. I don't know what
again,
the fuck's going on.
Because you let these people in with no fucking training. I mean,
well, they have no respect for the equipment.
Why would anyone respect anything that doesn't belong to them?
I try to actually care about things.
If you use it
way,
on the reg,
yeah.
See, you're doing something like you care about. They're probably fucking sending like spy information.
Tokyo rosing it up.
Back to their fucking homeland.
Launch codes!
Seriously, though. No, who the fuck knows what the hell they're saying in here?
I don't. This is the RLD studios over at Fairfax County Public Access. They're supposed to be the foreign language station. There's like two or three shows. That's it.
Is it just going on over the internet?
No, I think that one has a cable signal as well. Because we're big time radio here. We do not have an air signal, the sign of any functional radio station.
But we're on the TV.
We've got a hell of an internet stream. 50,000 watts of internet stream.
God damn, I just don't get it.
Whatever. It's a cheap facility.
And where does some fucking foreign piece of shit get their balls big enough, like,
to come
thinking
to
that
land
their
and use
voice
our radio?
Deserves to be heard?
I don't know. I mean, the white guy next to us was bad enough. Did you see that hipster douche?
Was that the tall guy?
Yeah, in the thick, like, black frame glasses, that bullshit with, like, the cowering. Oh, he's gone. It's past 10. He peaced out with the cowering blonde girlfriend in the corner.
Dude, there's some gay shit going on in that studio when we're here. I don't know.
Oh, like Thursdays at 8, you think it's an actual gay-themed show?
It's gotta be.
Well, I haven't seen, like, cock coming out and getting sucked, so you can't say gotta be. It's just a fruity-looking metro.
Yeah, but two. There's always. Every guy in there looks like half a mo.
We've never heard him. Maybe that's just how the kids look these days.
Why do you need to hear them? Kids, that guy's older than us.
Oh, really?
I assume. I don't know.
Amazingly taken care of. I guess he is a fruit.
I thought he was 30-something. I don't know.
Jesus.
I don't pay attention.
Shall we get to the articles?
Speaking of Moe's.
Painstakingly prepped. There you go. That's a segue and a half. I have been following the John Travolta scandal.
As usual, I know it's just from what I hear on Opie and Anthony, but
God bless him. It's
got some fucking legs to it. Like, I was in the supermarket last night. It's all over every fucking tabloid. Like, this ain't getting swept under the rug.
I believe last week I talked about it briefly with Howard. The show was like 50 minutes of football, 5 minutes of John Travolta.
You and
intro and outro.
Howard?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Howie's great. People enjoy the Howie. Pretty much they enjoy you and Howie and...
Not Veronica.
I don't know if Veronica will be on the show anymore. I have not heard from Veronica in a bit.
She returned from vacation?
Yeah, about a week ago. I'm not sure if she's
no
mad.
Mention of plans on living together. Oh, wait. Didn't one of her uncles or something die? Or some shit?
No, I don't know. How did you know that?
Facebook. Because apparently that's the level we've sunk to now. People are RSVPing on Facebook to funerals and wakes.
That's horrible.
I know. I saw that.
That is
like
ghoulish.
A new low.
Yes, dude, no, maybe.
That fucking I'm glad he's not doing well in the stock exchange.
Zuck it big.
Dude, do you get what's going on with that fucking timeline bullshit? Like,
no.
They literally want your whole life on there. Like, the generation that's coming up now, like, say you or I have a kid or whatever.
Yeah.
People put up pictures of their kids.
Oh, and make a profile for the kid? That would be horrible.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, some people do. They make profiles for their fucking dogs. But I'm saying, like, they put up pictures of the kids,
right? I've definitely
followed
a dog profile trying to fuck the girl who owned the dog.
I'd have more respect for you if you said trying to fuck the dog. Trying to woo it.
Peaches and I did not pan out.
Oh, God, no. I hate when some bitch, you know, is like, yeah, fucking friend my dog. Get the fuck out of here. Put peanut butter on your cunt and then have it lick it off.
The dog friend you.
But, what the fuck was I going to say? Yeah, no, think. So, all right, say one of us has a kid or something. You're going to tag that kid anyway. You put its name and I guess what, when it makes a profile or
I
something?
Guess. I haven't used Facebook seriously in years. Facebook was a great tool. Actually, when I first moved out, it was MySpace. And I got a digital camera. Just so I could put pictures of me going out and look normal to try to fuck women on MySpace.
MySpace was great. That was like getting laid in a fucking monkey whorehouse with a bag of bananas. Couldn't miss.
It was, yeah.
I've never, well, I guess I kind of have gotten laid off of Facebook. But for the most part,
I have.
I'm mostly friends with people I went to high school with and didn't talk to.
I never use Facebook outside of trying to share material for Papa's Basement. That's it. And that's just through the fan page. Like, my personal page is a ghost town. And every so often, like, someone will tag me in just an awful picture because my friends are assholes, you know? Like, it'll just be, like, someone dropping a shit into a toilet and they'll tag, like, you know, the right turd island is me. And I'm just like, God damn you, people. That's it.
No, like, I'll put this funny status updates on there instead of Twitter, just because Twitter.
See, for me, it's all tweets.
I hate
like
the fucking 140 character limit. I like to fucking expand.
Yeah, you're a thorough lover.
No, you got to fucking always like cut shit down. Like you want to express something, you're over characters. So you're like, oh, gotta get rid of what's
unnecessary. It makes you concise. I'll give it that much.
I don't want to fucking be concise.
But once in a while, I'll take a tweet and manually put it over on Facebook. Like, I won't even do the hashtag FB thing that supposedly syncs it up or something like that.
You can just sync it up in your goddamn profile.
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
I have that done. I said never use Twitter anymore.
I don't know. I could care less about Facebook.
No, Twitter, like you said, is meant to sync. I mean, you could
literally once in a blue moon, all that happens for me on Facebook is someone is trying to, like, they listen to the show, mm-hmm. and they'll fan the main page, and then they'll look up my name and find the right John Papagiorgio and friend me too. I'm like, eh, I don't give a shit. Sure.
Ever get any puzz that way?
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't believe so.
I've never gotten anyone contact me through the show.
But you're not active on Twitter at all.
I tweeted when Amy Winehouse died.
Yes, that was 18 months ago, I think. She's really very rotted away at this point. It was easily a year, I'd say.
No, because I don't remember hearing any shit for an anniversary. Probably like 8 months.
Ooh, and celebrate the anniversary of that.
Something would be mentioned, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that was probably like 8-10 months. I don't know.
It's close. It's
real been a close. While, Hunter.
I want to look it up, but
nah,
I
fuck
don't
it.
Care.
Dead Jew, bitch.
Back to John Travolta. There you go. That's how you tidy that one up in a nice bow. The whole thing, I think I did 3-5 minutes with Howie about, at that point, I was like, what, 2-3 masseurs were saying that he
two. I love how people keep calling them masseuses or male masseuses.
Yeah, masseuses.
Like they have a word for it.
Yeah. Sirs.
I heard that the two, and then I heard the one withdrew it because he fucked up the date.
Yeah,
which means Scientology bought him out. That's what Allison said. Like when I was talking to her about this whole thing, she's saying like they just do that. They stood behind them. Remember like when there was shit about like Will Smith and Jada Pinkett fighting,
yeah.
that got squashed. Like all the shit that surrounds Tom Cruise.
They got so much loot. That church is nothing but fucking rich people. They do not care about you unless you're rich. It's brilliant.
These are their fucking. What's the term? Cash cat? No. Golden geese? I don't know.
Something.
Pick something. Goose, golden
Golden
eggs,
nipples. There you go.
Cash cows, whatever the fuck. Golden
They're
cow.
Sweet teats.
Is golden cow an expression? It is now.
Golden calf, I think.
All right. Yeah.
Or sacred calf.
There we go. Something.
Yeah.
I mean, these are
something
their,
important to them.
I mean, that's their fucking trifecta, right? Like, who are the other famous Scientologists besides Cruise, Will Smith?
I know Leah Remini was in it, but that career went south.
Dude, yeah, but she ain't. Those three are fucking household names. Like,
I don't know who else. Like,
it's really those
famous fucking people.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that level of celebrity though.
No, those would be the tops.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
I said like that's their top three, right?
Yeah.
The Beckhams?
No, okay. I'm sure they courted them fiercely.
That's why fucking like the Smiths were hanging out with them. The Smiths.
Smiths.
But
Jada Smith.
Yeah. So like, anyway. Yeah, she was saying, like, Scientology, like, watch, it's going to go away. And I think that's why the guy said he fucked up the date. Like,
well, it's kind of spiraling out of control.
Exactly. It's the same thing. Remember, I was talking with Tiger Woods. Remember, it's the same thing. Like, at first, there's all this shit, like, oh, you don't know what exactly happened.
And it's like, did he?
And then
did
the
he?
First
like,
whore who came out, you're like, ah, oh, she's just an opportunist. And then the
and
second
like
one.
Seven more.
And then the
yeah.
fucking 10, it's like, all right. You're like, yeah, at a certain point, this guy had to fucking give a press conference.
Where there's interracial smoke, there's interracial
what
fire.
What he did.
Yeah.
It's like, that's how bad it was. Like,
I love how much that alienated him from the black community because he did not fuck a single sister.
Can you blame him?
I enjoy a variety of pussy.
Not I.
I'd fuck a sexy Eskimo right on the back of a whale.
I'd fuck Jada Fire. That's about it.
Jada Fire. That is funny as shit to me. That chick is black as hell. I'd bang the hell out of her.
She's got giant fake tits.
She does. She does.
I'm trying to think of like...
That's just like a woman being like, I wouldn't fuck a black man except for Adebisi. He could do me with his little hat on.
Yeah, but if Adebisi was hanging 14 inches, then there's a reason.
Is there any reality where Adebisi doesn't hang 14 inches? He was wearing like cut off fucking sweatpants in half those shots, and I bet they had to like duct tape his dick to the side of his thigh like a fucking mob informant taping the goddamn tape recorder to his leg or chest.
No, I mean, there are like black women I find hot, but it's just like the vast majority. Maybe it's just like the DC area. Like, I hate the fucking ghetto ones.
Well, I hate the...
Like, when we're in Vegas and Richmond, there's a ton of hot black chicks in both of those spots.
Well, because I think if you're a black chick and you're going for, like, the black community look, there's a lot of shit that flies in the black community that white guys are just like...
Like, what you do with your hair and shit, everything.
How about black chicks rocking the shaven head?
The undercut or bald?
No,
bald. I've yet to see that.
Oh, really? Oh,
that the fucking
is a thing
undercut
now.
On women seems to be taking off, especially in the porn community.
What, the fucking salt and or peppa? I forgot who had it. You mean where it's just like the Jason Newsted?
It's the fucking
like,
Lane Staley, yeah.
Just like shaved underneath,
sides
and
back.
Top.
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy as hell.
It's not hot. I don't care how hot of a chick you are. Fucking buzz cuts don't look good.
No, it's gross. And that's kind of big in the like suicide girl thing.
That's where
too.
They got it from. I think it's just an I hate men haircut.
It's horrible. My dick hates you back, bitch.
Dude,
it's disgusting.
The hottest chicks can get them, like in porn and shit. It's just like,
it's horrible.
You're nasty.
Like, I see the side of your scalp. What the fuck is this?
Even if it's grown out.
Did you survive
like
an Indian raid? I don't want it.
It's nasty.
Yeah, Rihanna does that shit too.
She stinks. That's like an example of a chick like I don't find hot at all. I don't care what the fucking media tells me.
Oh, I'd face fuck Rihanna, but her body's a little boring.
Dude, she looks like fucking Dr. Zaius.
I guess I'd face fuck Dr. Zaius then.
You mean you'd ass fuck her? That's the only thing she's got.
I'd face.
Fucking
I'd
nice
pussy. I'd
turd
ass.
Turd cutter.
I'd hand fuck her. Whatever. Whatever Rihanna will fuck me with. Why not?
She got a nice ass. That's about it.
She could go for a little bit of a bigger rack. I think she's got a pretty face, though. I like
Nicki
it.
Nicki Minaj is better, but still.
Nicki Minaj is a gross face. Nicki Minaj got a weird fucking face and that dumpy fake ass.
Fake ass is horrible, but I don't know. There's some
I wouldn't
video
mind where, like a tasteful fake
where
ass.
Where she's doing some
like,
stripper shit. That's pretty hot.
Well,
but I mean,
I'm
they
sure.
can fucking like, I don't know what the term is, but like Photoshop videos now, you know? So it's like,
yeah.
Means nothing.
No, they'll shave it down and then she like does a concert in fucking like Biloxi.
Oh,
and
no.
Just
I mean, I've seen pictures.
Out.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of her like in a bikini.
This is horrible.
It's like looking at a fat chick.
It is looking at a fat chick.
It's like
not
Christina
light.
Hendricks, just black.
Yeah. Chocolate Hendricks.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually kind of like her face.
Who, Minaj?
Yeah.
Again, I
got
do
softer
it,
features.
But
plus, she wears a wig, which is always nice.
Wigs creep the shit out of me. I'm big on like grabbing hair and hair pulling in bed. If I pulled off hair, my dick.
A bald-headed black woman.
My dick could not shrivel fast enough. Just confusion in my balls. It would be like, what was that?
See, I like to fuck a chick with green hair, though.
Okay, like an anime-style wig, yes. But, like, I mean...
Well, that's what she wears. It's either, like, green or pink every time I see her.
Like a neon blue. I've seen that, too.
Yeah, that's fucking hot.
It'd be okay, but again, what are you going to do in bed? What are my hands going to do?
Why are you yanking your fucking hair like a Cupid doll? Or
I don't know. I got just like rough in bed, you know?
Nah.
It's how I roll.
Actually, no, I like to play with hair, too.
I don't know. Play. I just roughly pull. Like, even if that shit's anchored down, it's going to come out. So I need real her.
Like, while you're fucking thrusting?
Yeah. Like, if you're missionary, you reach around to the back of the scalp and grab a nice handful. If you're doing doggy repeat, do that as well. Bang spoons when you're spooning and fucking. That's not a hair pull position, but that's like...
I don't know if I've ever done the spoon fuck.
That's bang just, spoons? I have done that rarely.
It's good to warm up, but then it's
oh,
like,
no. It'll send me... Like, if I'm doing a bareback bang spoon... Oh, God, I'll have the cigarette lit within 30 seconds. It will not be a long affair.
Not like it, too, but yeah, I don't know. Because you're fucking moving on the side of your hip. Seems like it creates a lot of friction. I have a fucking scar.
On sandpaper?
I don't know. I have a scar on the back of my hand from putting my hand under a chick's head.
Sting the Tin Man.
No, when I fucking nail him.
What?
Too much back and forth.
Wait a minute. You put it under her head.
Yeah. Well, I'm fucking the missionary.
Okay.
And I wore a fucking hole in the back of my hand because I'm such a degenerate. It takes so much for me to come.
Oh, you gotta like, bang him that hard?
Till there's goddamn stigmata in my hand.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you can see it right there. Like, you see that little thing? It looks like a cigarette burn, like, by my wrist.
Oh, I thought that was just because he spilled paint in the garage, John Bender.
About the size of a cigar, what did you say?
For me, it's kind of just been accepted thing lately where it's like, I'm not going to come with a condom on. I simply cannot.
I'll never wear a condom again in my life.
They're horrible. I just accepted
stink.
A safety where you just fuck for 30 minutes anything. And you're like, eh.
I fucking raw dog strippers and girls who worked as escorts. I'm fine.
Oh, I did not know you porked a former escort.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to ask about that off air.
You know her.
Oh, okay, never mind. Never mind. I thought she was just a dancer, exotique in her day.
We might be talking about different people.
Okay.
Didn't you bang her too?
Oh yeah. Oh god, yeah. Okay. We've both done that. Yeah. Never mind.
There you go.
I need to get tested again. What is with our lives? She was a stripper too, though. For the record, I was correct.
A stripper / escort.
Yeah.
Makes it classier.
Was she actually banging guys or just doing dominatrix stuff?
No, I think that's what she said. You can look her up online.
Oh, can we still?
Yeah.
As in, like, not her Facebook, but her escort profile?
It was just like eroticreview.com or whatever.
Okay, we'll have to do that pretty much as soon as the show ends. I was not aware of that. I have not talked to that individual in a good half decade.
Me neither. Nor should you, because she's a wreck now.
Yes.
It's quite a fall from grace.
Yeah.
Time is a cruel motherfucker.
When you're 18 and you've got TNA to spare, just like gargantuan real ones, it's just time bomb waiting to happen, but get in there while it's good.
Which I did. I think I got it at the peak. Probably during her like coke whore phase. So she's skinny but still had huge tits.
She might have been a little saggy by the time you got it. I think I had it maybe a couple years earlier. Mine might have been a little better. She'd only slept with about 35 guys back then. So.
That's classy.
Yeah. If you fucked everyone that every chick you've been with has done, that's like the outbreak monkey like chart just spiraling out of control.
Oh, God, I don't even want to know what mine is.
Like, everyone would be like a couple branches here and there, and then there's that one, and it's just boom.
I think most of mine are
just
like that ours,
really?
A lot, yeah.
I'd say very few women, except when I started my career at like 21 because I was late to the party, very few had been with more than me. Like, maybe my first four or five had, and then I started.
Were virgins?
No, I'm saying, like, my first four or five had banged, you know, six, seven, eight. But I don't think that's been the case in a while.
I'd say most of the chicks I've been with probably been more with me, or with more than me.
Really?
I don't fuck that many people.
Hmm.
Because, like, I don't know. Like I said, believe it or not, I actually do like to feel connected to people. And
me
plus
too.
The
through my wiener
like,
inside them.
I detest wearing condoms. So
you are pickier than you let on. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, no. I mean, I joke around and shit, but I don't want to be inside someone I fucking hate or can't stand. Because
I mean, the only reason
I've had like chicks who are, you know, I used to think were hot, like, I don't like anymore, and who other guys, if you showed them, would be like, yeah, she's hot as shit.
Yeah.
Like, want to fuck me recently. I was just like, no, man, fuck you, you dumb cunt.
Oh, you and I differ on that. I mean, as long as I can stand them and I can put on a condom, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I don't like someone, I'm not fucking them. I don't care what they look like.
I mean, as long as we get along on some level. Even
I can
if it's
always
a level
put
of
it
hate, up. As long as we're good at hating each other.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just.
I'll have to teach you the ways of love someday, brother. That sounded gay.
I don't know. I like that fucking feeling you get, like, fucking someone new and that excitement before you realize what a horrible, like, mentally ill mess they are.
Oh, yeah.
All the fucking baggage.
The inevitable. It's a good 2 weeks, isn't it?
That nice honeymoon period.
It's a great 2 weeks.
That's about what it's shrunk down to. It used to be about 6 months.
Oh, it's a good 2 weeks.
Goddamn internet.
This internet age of ours, you beat me to it.
Everything's faster. Fucking Twitter and cell phones.
By, you're just praying for that first period to come along on time and...
Yeah, really, if you think about it, you can only nail a chick like... I was maybe like what twice, you get that like cool feeling.
No, it depends. If I'm attracted to someone, like really attracted, it doesn't wear off. I'm just like fuck yeah, having sex with a hot person. I would have to have sex like nonstop with them to be like this is wearing.
No,
thin.
No. I mean, don't they start getting lazy and shitty? Even a hot chick be like, I don't feel like getting dressed before I come over tonight. Like that's fine.
I don't mind that as long as you're shaved. Like, wear whatever, just don't smell. Like, be freshly bathed and shave. You can
legs or twa?
Both.
I don't really mind the fucking, like, leg fuzzies.
I've dealt with them. I'm not a fan.
box, as long as it's like not lips or below.
Yeah, exactly. As I the clit line, kind of like the belt line in boxing.
Yeah, chicks need to realize, like, fucking buy a hand mirror and see if you have ass hair. Because just because you shave your pussy doesn't mean
they've
stops
got that fucking
there.
Fryer tuck of hair in their asshole.
The fucking bunny trail.
Yeah.
Yeah, just fucking shave. I shave my ass, shave yours.
I don't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I try to hit every single hair on my body.
Putting a razor near my asshole sounds like a hell.
No, it feels good, actually.
All right, Captain Prostate.
It's like, was it Dr. Evil? It's like quite like the feeling of a freshly shorn scrotum.
I'm a fan. I'll do that grooming. I'll do the front side, but I don't really have a chick
playing
with me back there. So
we'll see. What if you're getting your salad tossed and she's just like, this looks ridiculous.
I have not ever had the salad tossed.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm not Bushwick Bill.
Jesus, I can't even like count how many chicks have eaten my
Lord, you know, I mean, that is just... Sometimes guys like grab you get a certain type of girl. Our friend Shane.
That's what you want. If you tell a chick to lick your ass, she says no. Next thing out of your mouth, get out.
I've never asked for that.
Boo.
If a woman suggested
you're
that,
a fucking snooze.
I would react like a black man asked to eat pussy. I'd be like, you want my mouth? Where?
Wait, if a chick asked you to lick her ass?
No, I'm fine with that.
Oh.
I mean, as long as I showered in this somewhat, you know. Not 14 days ago.
I've definitely gotten it probably like post-dump. what can you do? God,
fuck. A cat has a cleaner tongue than you. It was putrid.
But you're saying like if she asked to eat yours?
Yeah, I wouldn't be a fan. Maybe.
Do you know how to chick like sucking on your balls and just keep going?
No, it stops at the taint.
Like those, well, that's what they're trying to do.
Those
dummy.
Are the train tracks into the bad part of town, and they don't cross.
Yeah, but
them.
If they're going there, that means they want you to fucking like scooch back, or they want to see if you like it.
Just throw my ankles behind. just thinking about you getting your asshole eaten.
I'll just fucking get like doggy style. Have them jerk me off like they're milking a cow.
You're on all fours and you play like a fucking drum.
Fucking churn butter.
Oh, god damn. This is horrible.
This is hot because it's fucking like degrading the shit out of them, which turns me on.
They'll be shitting on their forehead. What's the point? Oh, God. Why don't you just get into scat play and yellow discipline?
Oh, God. No, that would freak the fuck out of me.
Oh, God. I would piss on a girl before I fucking let her eat my asshole.
I've actually never done that.
What, the golden shower?
Yeah.
I haven't either.
I might have actually, like, in the shower as a joke. Oh, not, like, God. As a sex thing.
I've had girls that, like, we fooled around and then they asked for that, but we never hung out again afterward. Not because of that. Like,
wait, they wanted to piss on you or vice versa?
No, vice versa.
Wait, chick actually asked for you to piss on them?
Yeah. She's like, I'm
that's
into
a
that.
Self-loathing individual.
Yeah.
In their mouth?
She was, that would cross a line.
Was this on their tits?
I guess, yeah.
Face? Oh.
We didn't get into the details. It's just like, oh, really? Look at the time. I was like 24 at the time. It kind of threw me for a loop.
See, some of the stuff you think is sexy, then you actually do it. It's like, this is ridiculous.
Oh, like a facial?
Yeah, even that too. Like you
a
do
facial's
that.
The fucking... hit.
And you're just like, why did I do that?
Dude, it needs
I
so
could have
much
saved
preparation.
So much mess by just coming in her mouth.
I know, which makes it unsexy to begin with because anything that is prepared, fuck it. I hate it. I'm like sexual jazz, you know, just let me freeform that shit. So you've already got the towel sitting there. And it's just like,
I don't
we're
going
to do this.
No, I come
you
on the
grab like a t shirt off the floor.
No, like I've.
They got the fucking cat hair stuck to their face.
Crumbs of cat hair all over the stomach. No, I have towels and shit in the bathroom.
I remember it's like a race against time. You know, it's Indiana Jones.
Oh, really?
Statue
I'll take my time.
Temple.
I'll like wash my hands and piss first. Well, yeah, you can
fucking
sit
take
there.
A nice Sunday paper dump.
Like, just don't move either way, honey.
No, it's like you blow across their eyes and the mascara starts running, so they look like the fucking Ultimate Warrior or Sting or something. Yeah, and then she's like, oh my god, first, you know, and they're reaching and just they've got their hands out waiting for you to throw a towel in it.
Tell them to hold their horses. Patience is a virtue.
Exactly. Just get all fucking preachy to them.
Aye, aye, aye. So,
John.
John Travolta.
There we go. Let's get back to that. We left off last week, and it was two accusers and Jeff Conway being the third. Yeah, Jeff Conway, who alleged, which is so weird to me, which it sends a message of what a piece of shit John Travolta is, because your average gay dude, especially like a closeted gay friend, is not going to mouth rape you. It's like, even if I've got a suspicion you're gay,
that's like the southern
fucking
like,
buddy. I'm not going to suck your goddamn cock.
Bigoted fear of gay people that there's like that out raping straight guys.
They fucking convert them. I love that belief. They're going to get converted. Really? It would take a lot of propaganda to put a cock in my mouth, much less my ass.
God.
By propaganda, I mean $10,000.
Fucking wake up to Barbarino mouth in your hog, your sweat hog. Oh, jeez. He came in my eye.
My luxurious hair. I forget he used to always go on his fucking hair in that show. I remember it's being blown by unseen winds.
I forgot that. You're right. And I remember him talking about like having a hard on for the fucking nurses with like the white stockings with the seams up the back.
Oh, God. Did he cringe as he delivered those lines?
Did you read the transcript? Learning to love the taste of cum.
Yeah, and he was like, it was a great decision I made. Oh, Hollywood is run by gay Jews.
I would love if every
Which is
single...
literally a line from the Larry Sanders Show, but it was delivered as a joke.
You have no idea how much I would love if, like, every single thing... Like, if that turned out to be true, like, not only did he say that, but, like, everything he said was completely true.
What, about him learning to love
Just
cum?
Every actor has to suck some gay Jew's cock in Hollywood to get a part.
I mean,
do you know how happy that would make me?
It'd make me happy if it's that easy. I'll take a couple loads to the face. Just, Jesus.
If you know that's what's going on, oh my God, that'd be so fucking good.
I mean, that's the stereotype. Artie's line, I wish I had the sample where, the fucking head writer Phil had gotten Scott Thompson, of all people, who was about to sue him.
Is he a cast member on this show?
Yeah, for the second half of its run, like maybe seasons 4, 5, and 6 or something like that. Hmm. But he got Scott Thompson threatening to sue them for being prejudiced against gays. And Artie's like, do you know who runs this town? And that deep fucking rip-torn voice. He's like, the Jews, the gay Jews. They're powerful or something like that. I forget how it goes on. Just doesn't miss a beat. So
how the high class favors same-sex relationships.
I mean, that's like going back to the fucking Greek days, you know? Seriously, where pederasty was like... just this enclave of the rich.
But, I mean, like I said, you know this is true. This shit's been going on for years. This isn't, like, something new, like, with the Tiger Woods, where we thought it was, like, squeaky clean.
It's been whispered since day one about this dude. And at first, it seemed like sour grapes because...
There's stories of, like, you said that guy from Tyler or whatever?
Yeah.
Said, like, years ago, like, he invited him up to his hotel room or some shit, you said?
Oh, Tyler said that?
I thought you told me that.
I wouldn't be shocked.
He worked at a hotel in San Diego or something.
He did. He was a hotel guy for a couple
years. Yeah, like Travolta came in and was like, if you want to come up to my room and hang out or some bullshit.
I wouldn't be shocked. Tyler is like a cock diesel guy.
No, I thought you told me that. I'm kind of surprised you don't remember.
I do.
Yeah. But,
I'm happy when I can drive home at night and get that without the GPS.
And, well, there's stories of him at fucking bathhouses and shit. And he's been banned from spas, apparently, from doing this shit.
He's just, it's... been out there forever. It's not like Richard Gere where it's like, ho, he took a gerbil in his ass and we all have a good chuckle and that's it. This is just a bunch of stories over and fucking over that he's sucking cock and mashing ass.
I was going to say it's weird because you know that retard son of his that died was his because he had his face, but I mean, it could have been fucking Petri
dish. Like retarded Travolta.
Yeah, but I mean, again, maybe he fucking put stones to his wife or...
Yeah.
Just fucking Petri dished it. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe, like, got one of the props guys to, like, put man hair all over her ass, and then he just kind of...
The great Gilbert Godfrey joke. How do you get a faggot to fuck a woman?
Fill her pussy with shit.
Fill up her cunt with shit. You know, make it as clean as possible.
Damn,
maybe that's why the kid came out retarded and died. Shitty sperm.
Oh, shit, baby. Oh, goddamn. Oh, God, I love that, man. But that was what had gone on last week.
That's all I've heard so far. I think that Conway was the last update I heard.
This week is up
to... I just love how he felt the need to include this in his suicide note. Like, I'm taking myself out.
Part of the reason
fucking bring down Travolta.
Vincent Vega sucked my cock. That's what I'm thinking. Like, what if he tried that shit on Sam Jackson or something like that? How do you think Sam... God, wouldn't that be the best if that's why Sam got famous finally after that movie?
Was he not famous before that?
Dude, he was around since like 86.
But just as like a bit
part, dude.
Wow.
And he finally like sucked some dick.
Fucking shot ropes on Jules's fro.
Snakes on a face. God, that really could be it. What if you turn them all onto that? Tarantino, the whole gang is just
Tarantino's
sucking
cock. Tarantino's a fucking creep anyway.
Tarantino's been like, been there.
God damn, like, I like women's feet and all, but you take it to a whole nother level.
Oh, he's like, what, sucking on them while jerking off and shit? Google Tarantino foot fetish for
You've
just
never
a great
done
st- that? Sucked on feet while jerking off?
Yeah. I did that fairly recently.
No. I've sucked on like
other shit, but...
tits and twat while jerking off, but never like...
You can do all of that.
Thank you for explaining that. I figured I could put many an object to my mouth, but...
But just what was weird to me is the fact that he only wanted to suck her feet while jerking off.
Yeah.
That's
what
I call
foreplay.
For me,
that would be like step 19. Exactly. Like, I've done everything.
A woman might want kisses on her shoulders. I said, no. Let me fucking jerk me off with your feet like a goddamn orangutan. Shucking a banana.
Any which way, but on your face. Anyhow, about 8 masseurs have come out.
Oh, jeez.
At this point. And not only
geez.
That. Oh, jeez. Mr. Captain. I got a note. Actually, that was Horshack's line.
Oh, I got a note.
I got a note.
I don't even remember. What a piece of shit that show was.
Well, it was back when there was 3 fucking channels, so it was huge. Can you imagine?
Did we ever even learn where Cotter was being welcomed back from?
No. Oh, that was probably like some first or second episode shit. I bet he went away to try
to... Nom.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Nom. He wasn't having flashbacks. He was a Jew. You ever seen a Jew in the army? You don't see Private Epsteins.
There's a... What was the character who tried to fuck him? There's a girl character, too. You remember?
Hotsy Totsy.
Yeah. I'd forgotten about her completely.
I vaguely remember it. She was in like every 4th or 5th episode.
Was she actually hot?
I don't remember Hotsy Totsy for the life
Awful
of me.
Awful 70s tits.
I remember Boom Boom Washington.
Yeah. Horshack.
Horshack. Juan Epstein.
The Puerto Rican Joe.
Yeah. With his matzo ball tacos.
Vinny Barbarino.
And Barbarino.
Did he seriously make matzo ball tacos?
That was Gabe Kaplan.
Joking.
Yeah. He had an episode where he tried to be a stand-up and the sweat hogs come and support him in the club. And he's like, I got this student, Juan Epstein. His mom makes him... matzo ball tacos. And it was the best line ever. It killed.
Can you imagine that shit like airing on any network show these days?
No, because viewers are just savvy. We've all seen this shit for years.
Well, no. I mean, just like any kind of like stereotype like that.
Fuck no. The protest would be out of control. That would be suicide.
God damn.
For the most painless of jokes. Oh, no, dude. In the 70s,
yeah, they fed that
racial
SNL,
shit was like
don't call me whitey nigger. Like, was it Steve
Sly.
Martin?
Or no, I know.
Oh, the song.
I mean, it's a Sly and the Family Stone
song.
Yeah.
No, like, wasn't it like Eddie Murphy and Steve Martin going back and forth, like, you know, nigger, cracker, all that? Like,
yeah. Which it should be. I'm sorry. If you're saying a word with no malice in your heart.
Exactly. It was just anything. You say the N word, the fucking point's conveyed. It's same as saying the F word or fuck.
Yeah.
Either way.
A word is how you transmit a thought. Thoughts pin transmit.
Exactly. There's only rare instances where you bleep something and you don't know what they're saying. It's just like,
and it's just
say
obnoxious.
Fuck or cunt.
Yeah.
And it's like, so then you think of 2 bad words instead. You're
yeah.
Like, what would fit
it.
In that context?
Suck on my bleep.
Exactly. Yeah. So, all right. So, 8.
Something absurd. But what,
actually, I think the last thing I heard was then one guy said like they had consensual gay sex, like a gay masseur. Say, like, Travolta fucked him well, or he fucked Travolta well, or something.
I mean, it's another rumor, not only that, like, all of Hollywood's gay, but that gay dudes love to turn, quote-unquote, straight dudes. Which, let me tell you something, gay men, if you fucked a straight man, he wasn't all that straight to begin with.
No shit. That's like some chick telling me she's a lesbian. Well, you can tell who's an actual lesbian who just hates
guys.
Yes,
they're scary.
Needs some dick. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I've known like lesbians at in my workplaces and shit who just had like the kind of like little boyish look, and they're cool as hell. They're always,
you know, they have fucking short hair. They have pictures of their cat on their desk like it's their fucking son or daughter.
I mean, yeah, I've never met a straight up man hating lesbian. Every chick I've known who's supposed to fit that stereotype has been pretty cool with me. But I think it's just because
you're not trying to fucking like force feed them dick.
Yeah, well, I just respect the fact like that's what you like. Good for you. I like it too. Let's ogle some together, buddy. Have a beer.
Were any of them hot or no?
I mean, not particularly. They weren't in my wheelhouse. I've never known, like, a chick who was straight up lesbian.
To be attractive.
Who was lipsticky.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
no, the ones who say that are just fucking fake. They always go back to the dick. They're fucking all Anne Heche.
Yeah. I definitely banged one back in the day who I think was with a lot of women and kind of just needed dick every so often, and I was one of those 2-week dick pit stops. And now she's married. I mean, that's just how it goes.
To a dude or
dude. Yeah. Should have elaborated. Yes. She's legally married. How's that? She gets benefits. But back to Travolta, man.
It's gonna smell real bad here.
Real quick. No. Apparently the new thing is Kelly Preston, who's probably the beard of a wife.
Yeah, I think.
Is piecing out. Which to me,
according to who?
The National Enquirer, who gets it right more often.
I was gonna say, like, that used to be like a non-credible source, but they hit that fucking John Edwards thing on the head, didn't they?
Yeah, like a year in advance, right, or something.
They broke it. Dude's in court right now, so you can't say they're making that shit up. I want to eat some macaroni.
Go for it. Fucking, that is the most delicious shit. Like prepped macaroni, or it's just reeking of cheese, dripping of it.
Yeah, it's all right. Like, I miss the fucking. Is it KFC macaroni I like a lot?
Yeah, it's the little elbows and that kind of neon orange sauce.
Yeah, but it can get like hard in spots, which I don't like.
Oh, I enjoy that. I like a little chewiness to the macaroni.
But, no, I mean, the cheese gets hard.
No, I like that. Yeah. I like some texture so it isn't just a soggy mess like a sponge cake.
That you like it where they have like the nachos. Fucking actual like chunks of unmelted cheese in there?
Yeah. I like all mac and cheese, man. Mac and cheese is just so fucking.
With the cut-up hot dogs?
I'm not saying, I mean, I'm not a toddler. I don't get down for that so much. But, like, just a fancy mac and cheese. Have you ever gone to a place where they're trying to give you a high-end mac and cheese and it's, like, baked or something like that?
Oh, I hate it when it's fucking baked on top.
God, I'm fucking salivating, man. It's going to sound real trickly in here. It's going to sound like Jet Travolta dying. Gurgle, gurgle. I'm dead,
so
daddy.
Anyway, well, she's had enough. Because I heard some shit.
It's, to me...
It had to be an arrangement.
If I saw her in the in person, I don't take like fists to women. I would smack the shit out of this bitch because you were cool with this dude sucking and fucking male cock and ass for decades, and it finally breaks, and that's when you got to draw the line.
She looks like a fool.
She's been a fool for years.
Well,
and
no,
she's,
if she was in on it,
she's.
I mean, maybe that's part of their fucking arrangement.
It's so
that's true. You know that
arranged.
Bitch ain't bringing any money to the table anymore. That
she fucking, had one role.
Her paycheck from Twins dried up a long time ago.
Oh, God. She was so hot in the day.
I can't believe that's the same chick.
Fuck the shit out of Kelly Preston. Twins. I think she's Jerry Maguire. She's like...
I never saw it.
I think she's like the hot bitch.
I thought that was Renee Zellweger.
No, that's his consolation prize. Like, he comes to term with his conscience.
Oh.
His conscience. And he gets... Zellweger and Jonathan Lipnicki. Like, if that isn't
a morality story
that tells you don't fucking do what Jerry Maguire did and you'll get great pussy and make more money.
And you like, what, Kelly Preston was some shallow hot bitch who was fucking or something?
Yeah. And she's, like, banging him, I think, like, in a schoolgirl outfit or something. I just remember a scene in that movie where I'm just like, that is hot shit. And it wasn't the scene with Cuba Gooding Jr. in a towel. But, she's great in that. I'm really sure that's her in that movie. I could be wrong. I haven't seen it in like 15 years. Who the fuck would ever want to watch that again?
I've never seen it.
Cameron Crowe has literally done, as far as I'm concerned, Almost Famous, which I've only seen once, but it was a good movie.
I know the name.
He did Fast Times.
All right.
And he's done a ton of shit since then. We Bought a Zoo, Vanilla Sky, Jerry Maguire. I mean, who gives a shit about any of those? And in the long run, they did not have legs.
Yeah.
But she's piecing out. Kelly Preston is piecing out because this is the last straw. Really? You fucking boob. Getting caught is the last straw. It just, it makes me mad. You were fine with this as long as it wasn't in public.
Nothing's wrong until you get caught.
Yeah, I guess that's the case, man. It drives me nuts. What? Nutch? What the fuck?
Dude, I mispronounce words everywhere.
It's late. Fuck? We're beat at this point.
I'm dead tired.
But what the fuck? If I were Travolta, I would be losing my shit if she were actually trying to peace out.
Is she axing for money?
I'm sure she will.
Probably, yeah.
Why would she not? That's a
stupid question, yeah.
Why would she not take that angle? Oh, Your Honor, I have no idea about this. I'm just heartbroken.
Would do what Russell Brand did and fucking just like walk away from millions.
Classiest move ever. The guy's a piece of shit, but that move is just like...
I absolutely would have taken that fucking money.
Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't have?
Dude, that guy has like no career, really. I can't believe she's worth that fucking much.
Are you serious? She's huge. Dude, like, she still somehow moves units. Well, that's
the thing. Still, like, music in this days, like, Lady Gaga was broke.
When?
A couple years ago.
Before the fame or whatever the fuck? Or...
Like, after.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because, again, it's like Michael Jackson. Yeah, say you make fucking $5 million or whatever, but you spend 10. You're technically poorer than most people.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I thought she was pretty rich.
But see, also Katy Perry, like, she doesn't seem to have like all the, you know, fucking like perfumes and clothing lines the way like Jessica Simpson or someone does. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the shit that makes you real money.
I thought she had a perfume. Like, I almost can guarantee she. Like, I remember seeing that on Tyler or some bullshit like that. Her tits out at some perfume premiere.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's chicks like Beyonce has all those fucking like Clairol commercials. Like, that makes you more money than.
Well, it's like a porn star who strips. Like, the stripping is what makes the porn star money.
Right. It's just, that's the fucked up thing about this goddamn internet age, because your actual bread and
butter...
Well, now
it really makes you nothing,
...is given away for free.
It's weird.
So it's a way of pretty much just getting your name out these days to make money through alternate means.
That's like me, except I don't have the alternate means, so I just give shit away.
Well, I don't know. Did you ever try selling this gold we call a podcast?
I think it might get sold for us at some point.
Really?
Yeah. So we might be okay there.
Sitting on tops of tens of dollars.
Yeah. Well, we got to do an extra hour a week, I believe, was the requirement.
And then what? How much Skrilla are we talking about?
If figures aren't mentioned, then I would assume it's very little, but it beats zero.
I don't know. It depends.
Well, we're doing it for free. We've been doing it for free for years.
My time is money.
I have fun with it.
No, me too. Twice a week. That's a job.
Well, no, I think maybe you and I will do one, and then I'll get in a second crew for a second episode or something like that. And then they're going to mash them and like play them like they're one episode, and all of a sudden it'll just be like a different cast and different sounds and everything.
With no introduction.
Levels. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
It'd be a total mess. Well, actually, no, it'd be like the full introduction. Like, and welcome to another episode of, you know, you're just like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? It'd be like Always Sunny.
Yeah, the back-to-back episodes. Bang them out, yeah. No, I don't care. I mean, they just want content, I would assume.
How much is he worth? Have they said that yet?
Who?
Travolta? Like half a bill?
I'm sure that's pretty lofty.
More, yeah, what, 200 million? 1 to 2, you think? He doesn't have that many huge roles. He's in a lot of movies he probably got paid for that fucking
flopped.
Wasn't he, like,
fucking broke before Pulp, though?
Yeah, dude. Because what, his last movie before that was Saturday Night Fever?
No, they were Staying Alive, the shitty one directed by, I believe, Frank Stallone.
What's the one where he rides the bull?
Oh, God. Urban Cowboy?
I don't know. The one they shit on in Wedding Singer.
Ooh, that might be Urban Cowboy. I could be wrong.
I haven't heard of that.
But
he didn't make movies for like a decade.
He had Look Who's Talking. That was literally it.
I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, I think he's the dude and Kirstie Alley's the chick.
Oh. Yeah, so no, he had no career. I remember it was like big news. I was a kid at the time. How like Tarantino brought him back
from the dead.
Like
that
he was
the whole...
as unhip as you could fucking get. You know, it'd be like casting fucking like Dustin Diamond now, and then all of a sudden, like he just takes the fuck off.
God, that's an excellent pull. Nicely done.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah, like child star from fucking stupid school show.
Yeah, and he shows he's got some chops. That became a thing in Tarantino movies too. He was like. Always casting his
because it wasn't like he was
shit.
Forgotten, you know what I'm saying? It was like just completely in the
utterly
shit pile,
dead career.
Yeah,
I feel like Wesley Snipes or something like that is semi comparable, although his ass is in jail right now.
No, Wesley's awesome.
Wesley's great, but I mean, his career is dead.
Yeah, there's only so many roles for a fucking like charcoal black man in this world.
I guess
world. So. Especially with the fucking like bleach blonde hair from Demolition Man. You stupid Wesley!
Oh my god damn. But I remember that became a thing in Tarantino's movies. Do you remember that?
Where it was yeah, like, then what you try to do it with Pam shit? Greer, and that didn't work.
And Robert Forrester. I think it was more Robert Forrester than Pam Greer.
Is that whatever, Max Cherry?
Yes. Good pull.
I don't know who the fuck Robert Forrester is.
Yeah, it was those two got the revival. And I guess Pam then kind of led to Elwood, but that was like 8 years later.
She got a little kick, but she didn't get any fucking Travolta money.
Yeah, and then we went to, oh God, Daryl Hannah and Kill Bill and stuff.
Never saw Kill Bill either.
Over fucking rated. Over fucking rated. So much Tarantino is. I'm
sorry.
But
Daryl Hannah, I don't even know what she's, was she a playmate or?
I think she might have been naked in the day. She was like, oh God, Splash. Like she was a big 80s bitch.
She's kind of like an icon.
John Kennedy.
Yeah, like I think she still had some name recognition from whatever the fuck she did, so. That wasn't like a career on resuscitation.
Well, she was.
Who's
at
the crazy
more
one?
Or less the Daryl Hannah level.
Who's the one who like rolled around naked in paint for Playboy? Like the fucking eraser nips.
Oh, Farrah Fawcett. Oh. I was thinking that. Yeah. Okay. Miss colon cancer. That was like the worst reaction to any news ever. Like I heard she died and I immediately looked up her pictures and beat one out to them.
Are you serious?
Like a fucking one gun salute.
I can't beat it to dead chicks. I'd love to look at some
weird.
Anna Nicole every
it,
now
oh,
and again.
Oh, I beat it to Anna once in a while. I'm like, oh, you went too young, babe.
God damn, she was hot.
So good in the day.
God,
so
every
fucking
woman
good.
Should have implants like that.
So fucking just stupid as shit.
Fucking sandbags just strapped
so
to her chest.
Back when I watched Conan, like, nightly, I remember him trying to make anything happen in that interview. And he has the biggest hard-on for blondes. So he was just like...
trying to get laid.
Yeah, and it was painful. You would just stare at her tits. And you're like, those are the truth and the light, but this is horrible.
Oh, God. Just fucking like, grab her dress, pull a fucking nip out.
Oh, those big goddamn areolas of hers. I love
like
those
fucking milk sauces.
God damn, I loved Anna in the day. That was like, I remember I bonded with a good old Chris Good, if you remember him.
Yeah, yeah.
Over wanting to fuck the shit out of that. Do you remember that period in your life when
you're
like...
could actually get a rager looking at Playboy.
Not just that. I mean, like, when you were 13 or 14 and like everyone was coming to terms with the fact you wanted to have sex with shit. Maybe that was closer to like 10 or 11. And it was just like, I'd have sex with that girl, would you? Like trying to agree that you fucked just a really hot woman.
No, I thought that was kind of understood.
No, there was
like, I thought
this
the big
weird...
thing would be like admitting that you actually beat off.
Oh, remember God, that was like coming out of the fucking closet in the day. Oh my God. Oh, I actually touched my dick. That started coming out like 14, 15.
13, yeah, that's in middle school.
I knew guys that weren't even beating it till they were like 15.
What?
Oh, God. I was doing it at 12,
I think. 10, jeez.
Oh, yeah, I was a fourth grade, and I tried to...
Christ, no.
I tried to knock it off. No, fifth grade, I tried to knock it off because I knew I was ahead of the curve, and I did it for maybe 2 months I stopped, and it was the night before...
Longest period in your life.
Oh, by a country mile. Nothing has approached that. I've done maybe 10 days since.
Fuck.
10 days.
What's my longest? I'd say maybe a week.
Oh, no. This was... And I remember I banged a girl. She was like, let's hold out for each other. And this was maybe 7 years ago at this point. And the whole thing was she was on the pill, so I got to go raw. And, like, do a finale, a fucking fatality for the first time in my life. And this...
I still wouldn't trust that.
Yeah, I was young and naive. What can I say? This was, like, three loads in one. It was... Like, as I'm going off in her, she was just kind of like, okay. Like,
fucking
just shocked.
Donkey dumping a load in her.
Dude...
Wait, she was the one who suggested you wait?
Yes.
What, did she tell you not to beat it either?
Yeah. What do you think I meant by waiting? Like by not fucking other women? No, I was
no,
just
by not
beating off like a monkey.
Her. Wait, I'm, I know.
No, it was like a big thing. We hadn't seen each other in a while. And it was like, look, we're going to hold out. This is going to be special. And I'd fucking like beat it a couple times, like at the beginning of it.
No, but when I'm so tired, I can't fucking remember. So she told you wait, like don't jerk it.
Yeah, don't jerk it. Hold off on beating it.
Why?
Because it was gonna be special.
So then why was she surprised when she got a fucking like monster load dumped in her?
Because it was just so goddamn much. Like I'm not gonna say I'm Peter Northian.
Was this a chick from New York?
No, another broad. But
what?
You know, I'm just watching your eyes, like scanning back and forth, like fucking doing small the wonder. Yeah, like trying to do the thought, like, who was it? But it was like she stood up after I finished.
The chick in Columbus?
Yes.
Narrowing it down because like, there's no way he could wait unless it was someone like far away.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, you're like, okay, 2 days later, I have to get my dick sucked or I will die. No, so I bang it out and she stands up and it looked like a couple of cracked eggs.
Did she already have kids or no?
No.
Not at that point?
No.
Did she lay it or something?
Yes.
All right.
Just tore that body apart. The most depressing thing I've ever seen. That chick was like an exotic, hot, just an expression that means something only to you and me, yet it means so much. She popped him out one, and it was just a wreck. She
never lost that baby weight.
No,
dude.
Never.
One of my students' moms. I mean, she's probably in her 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was pregnant. I thought she was still pregnant by the way she looked, but she had the kid. That's like horrible. So much of that just—that's
horrible.
Didn't fucking disappear when she shat it out.
That is horrible. I don't know what else to say. Just some chicks go to town when they're pregnant. I'm not going to speak for that just because I've never been pregnant. I don't know what urges you get, but if you're just making a mental decision and being like, "Fuck it, he's stuck to me now."
I think it's just, I have no fucking idea. Maybe they think they're like doing a favor for the baby. Who the shit knows?
Why, by eating Cheetos?
All I know is like Pamela healthy Anderson orange hue. Didn't turn to a fucking pig when she
got
knocked
back
up.
Together like 3 weeks later.
And she's probably in her 30s. I don't think she's in her 20s.
Maybe
like
20s or something like that. Pretty appropriate age for having kids.
But, no, man. I'm sure she fucking worked.
And those
out.
Were Tommy Lee's kids. They probably came out with like big ragers that raked out that pussy, and she still got it back together. What the fuck were we blabbering about before?
Travolta's cunt wife.
Yeah, but after that, there was a before and an after with a happy middle. Holding out.
I don't remember 2 seconds ago.
Oh, beating off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I held out 2 months. And remember Wordmasters, those three times a year analogy tests?
That mom thought was like
the end of the world that she prepped us for endlessly.
What a fucking
psychopath. And we've obviously gone far in life and she hasn't ruined us and like made us just hate school and so we couldn't stand college. But that's another thing for another day. Yeah, she's got her issues. Just like I got mine. But I beat it before, like, the night of the last test, and it, like, totally destroyed my focus because I was like, oh, I slipped up, and I came. God damn it. And you're a little kid. So I was, like, kind of religious at that point, too, and I was just like, oh, I'm going to go to hell for beating it this early. I shouldn't be beating it, period. It shook me.
Didn't believe in God anymore when I started.
Completely took me
out
of
my zone. So what did you think? Like, did you have porn? Or was it, like, Victoria's Secrets, or did you just think about, like, girls in school?
Oh, definitely. When I started, I was like in fifth grade. I would have been a pedophile thinking about girls in school.
Really? I remember I always have a combo of both.
Oh, no. I just...
I think I'd come home from school, and if there's some chick like who dressed kind of sexy...
Oh, you couldn't get your hands on your cock fast enough.
And then maybe like the one before bed or something, you'd go to the pros.
Before we go to that, I remember...
But you're in that weird stage where it's like you're still attracted to girls your age. But then, you know, it's like chicks in porn, like grown-ups.
Developed, yeah.
Like, there's a difference.
Yes, yeah, there very much is. For me, when I was jerking off, there was a calendar that he had, our dad, in like the back room of the garage.
Oh, like just locks and tits or something?
Yeah, exactly. Like locksmith porn, you know, like something that would hang
on the
wall
there's some
Blades
pretty,
shop.
There's one
something.
Chick with like short hair, or like ridiculous tits.
Yeah. I remember.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. There was Deborah Jo Fondren, who became later just Deborah Jo or something like that. Yeah, and a Playboy chick. But back then, she had like ass length hair, and that was her thing. And she was a blonde, I think, in like either a bathing suit or with her tees out. And I just used to beat to that one nonstop.
That's there was some short haired chick with, they had to have been natural, just like the most ridiculous pair of like huge natural tits.
No, there was that, and once in a while I would key off to the boxes of Swedish erotica film reels.
Yeah, that yeah. Kept back I probably there. Still have some of that in my room.
Oh, God. Fucking like Aunt Peg.
Yeah, I think I have that one.
Aunt Peg was the best. Oh, you look back and she's a gross, foul woman.
No, I always liked older chicks.
Like, really?
I think the first chick I beat it to successfully was like that Playboy you had.
Okay.
It was like the stunt women one.
Yes.
And it was like Jamie Lee Curtis's stunt double.
What, was she like 10 years haggier than Jamie Lee back then? Because that was like True Lies era. She wasn't yeah. so old.
But it was that chick.
Really?
Yeah, I think I fucking
God, Playboy reached some weeks.
With the door open and dad walking in like around the house.
Oh, man.
Like just taking no precautions whatsoever.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Like, I was like, why is my dick itch?
I had classmates talking about it, and I had to get in on that, and it took me forever.
Really?
I think the first time I thought I did, it was actually just shit tons of pre-cum on my hand, because I didn't feel an orgasm or anything, right. But I was like, I did something, partial credit, and then the next time I just completely blasted ropes.
You ever had like a...
Like pulling kite string out of my dick, just nonstop, like a
chick
magic trick.
Sucking your dick and stop because she thought you came, it was just pre-cum?
No.
That happened once.
Who would be that dastardly?
Susan. Stupid gooker.
Fucking pointy-titted Korean. That I regret not fucking her. That was like back when I was a young lad, and I was like, I'm not going to cheat, and I was all sweet.
Cheat on who?
Like the long-distance girlfriend I had back then.
Which one?
New York? New York, yeah.
That was the same time?
Yeah.
God, you were there that long ago?
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
That chick's like almost popping out a kid now.
You mean just fatter or
actually pregnant?
Actually pregnant. Did she listen to this?
I don't think so. Okay. I do not believe so. We talk maybe once a year.
Oh. So what, she's married or?
No, she wasn't even engaged at the time, and I bitched her out for that.
Wait, you guilted her into getting into some shitty marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I try. I figure for a woman that isn't really a bad play, if you're pregnant and you like the guy, I feel
yeah,
you should
let's
try
legally
to get a ring.
Bind yourself. I mean, you're bound together anyway. You're a fucking kid.
I know it's throwing a dude under the bus, but I don't know this guy from Adam, so what do I care? I'm an ally of the woman in that situation.
They have no friends.
Eh. I tried to help, man. So
that's like thinking a dog is your friend. Wait till the food runs out.
Oh, yeah.
See who
God,
they're fucking looking out
God,
for.
I love how people motherfuck cats for being disloyal. And yet a cat you can't buy with some treats. And a dog will suck a dick for a sausage. A dog will leave you in 2 seconds for the man holding a filet mignon.
Depends. Yeah, sometimes they fucking like die at your feet. You never hear
yeah,
a cat doing that.
They're probably because they're waiting for food.
Too stupid to like feed rifle
themselves,
through the
yeah.
covers.
Cat resourceful will start gnawing your face off and like your buttocks and other fatty parts that taste delicious. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, we can punch out. I mean, we've already done like an extra 10 minutes, I think.
Well, so what happened? Like, how did she convince the guy to put a ring on it?
I don't know. I just checked in like 3 months after making that suggestion. She was like, I am engaged. And I was like, good for you. Now make sure you actually get fucking married because engagement means nothing legally.
You already splurged on the rock. How old is she now?
26. Something. 27. That was a long time ago. Well, I think we get out of here.
Yeah.
We've already done enough damage, worked enough magic. Will, thank you. Please plug away. You've got what? GraySkyEternal.com. That's your band. Some really good stuff.
I don't think I've ever gotten anything from plugging on here.
Dude, we move a lot of MP3s. What can I say? We've
I know,
got listeners.
People, I don't know. They don't give a fuck.
GREY, Sky Eternal. Go check that out. Download him on iTunes. Look him up there. You also got at Billy Basil's a Twitter, at Gray Sky Eternal. I, of course, am John Papa Giorgio. I've got at Papa's Basement on the Tweetar. You can also find facebook.com/Papa's Basement, where I pretty much just post silly pictures and links to the articles from inpapasbasement.com, which is the show's website. I really should be playing the outro music right now. Hold on. Let me try to do
Oops.
That.
Oops.
Pick it up, Bill. God, I missed that show.
See, now this fucking song is a double entendre.
What? Surf Rider?
Well, no, actually, no. It's not the ass rape. That's the...
Comanche. There we go. The Pulp Fiction ending. I swear to God, I clipped the beginning off of that. It does not begin like this.
I don't know. Travolta really is a horrible actor, though.
Yes.
I was watching Face Off when we were in Philly.
Good God.
Him and Cage is just awful just actor versus shitty awful actor. Actor. Off,
yeah. It was... I love the movie.
Me too, but it looks so dated and shitty now.
It's horrible now. I'll go back and watch it, but it just...
What year is that, like 96?
Yes. God, I think you got it on the head. That was the first age, by the way. We had a famous chick that I wanted to pound off to who was like my age. Dominique Swain.
Who?
His daughter in that.
Jamie.
I don't know. I just remember he's like dressed like it's Halloween and ghouls will try to get in your pants, which apparently...
fucking hide from the 70s show.
Oh, God. I forgot that. Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, go to inpoppisbasement.com. Got all of our pertinent info. You can get in touch with us through that. Till next week, Will, as you gnaw at a fucking chicken pot pie. You're a fucking rat. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm